Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to the Startup Addict, episode 37. What everyone wants to know is, am I sitting here by myself in a puddle of tears, or is Dennis back? Or am I sitting here in a puddle of tears because Dennis is back?
I'm back. My heart's back. Heart's back.
Dennis
to normal.
Dennis is still alive.
Woo! Yes.
Still got
made
two
it through.
Eyes, two ears. He's yeah. Good. A couple arms.
Yeah.
So how was it? What happened?
So So I went in. They stuck a camera down my throat, made sure I had no clots, all clear, and then they zapped me, put a pad in the front.
And you're unconscious?
Yeah, I was totally unconscious. And then when you wake up, it's like, I don't know.
So what you get to the hospital, what are you thinking? On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you?
Probably 11.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to die.
I thought I would be.
I totally thought I was going to die. One of the nurses looked like Tom Cruise, which was really
weird. Did you have
to
sign something saying, like, hey, I understand when I go under? Well, you have to do it anyway with anesthesia, right?
Yeah, so the anesthesia, I had to sign that, and then they were asking, so, you know.
Hey, well, we might kill you giving you anesthesia, and then we're going to probably just electrocute your heart. Then.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to, shock my heart, and they were asking, like, I don't know, a lot of crazy questions, but I ended up sitting in there. And then, they fried me a little bit.
Did they ask you if you had a will and all that shit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, they say it's fairly common. They said 1 in 5,000 have complications, yeah. But I got lucky, so.
Nice.
But, yeah.
So they give you anesthesia, you're like nervous, and then all of a sudden you don't even realize that you fell asleep, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it feels like when they inject you, it's just like pain in the hand where they inject you, and you just feel it crawl up your shoulder, and then next thing you know, you wake up.
Huh. All right. Really, so when you wake up, do you instantly remember where you are and what you're doing?
For a second, no. But after 5 minutes, yeah, I realized what was happening when all the nurses were around me and stuff like that. But it was good. It was really exciting.
did your wife look happy or bummed when you woke up?
she was, I think, somewhat.
No, okay. How nervous was she on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think she was nervous simply because, you know, there's all this doctors around me and they're doing all this, you know. Yeah. Scanning of my heart and stuff like that, but it was pretty terrifying. But I felt great. It was good to be alive.
Nice. So glad you made it.
Yes, I survived. I just got to be on blood thinners for another month.
Nice.
So Dennis 2.0 is not drinking coffee or drinking in general.
Is that because you can't do that while you have blood thinners?
It just
doesn't seem like the best idea.
Probably not the best idea.
Did they give you any specific instructions, like you can't have coffee?
No, they didn't. But I think I'm going to give my heart a break.
Because they say coffee is the most studied drug ever. It doesn't cause anything, but if you have a pre-existing condition, it will exacerbate it.
Yeah. And right now, it's just crazy seeing the heart beat normal now. So yeah. I'm just super excited and don't want to rush it. I'm going to take it easy.
How many times a day do you do the...
4 times.
You do the watch thing?
Yeah. Well, after the boxing thing today, I was like, oh my God, is my heart back to normal? Or, you know, because then I checked it and then it was fine. So
yeah. So Dennis, we did a test workout today at... a dozen at the boxing gym, and all of us occasionally peeked over our shoulder to make sure Dennis was still still there. In fact, you fucking probably did it better than I did. I was like,
yeah,
I
what
was
happened?
So tired I couldn't even move my arms.
What happened?
I don't know. You know, the night before
I saw you slapping the dummy with open palm.
So up to this point, I've made all the sorry, I'm a little congested today. If I sound like a 12-year-old fucking boy, up to this point, I've done all the programming. So I've picked, like, here's what punches we're going to throw. Here's what body weight stuff we're going to do. And obviously, I consciously or subconsciously tailor that to myself. Oh, well, these ones are easier. Or I like these ones better. So this was the first one where Jake was like, can I take a stab at it? And I was like, all right. So I didn't know what he was going to fucking put in there. And he put in a lot more multiple punch combos, a lot more uppercuts and hooks.
I noticed that.
A lot more things where it was like you had to think about it and it was more, you know, focused and concentrating and probably holding your breath a bunch more. And then, but I didn't know if he was going to put, it seemed to be quite a bit of legs to me, but I didn't know this. So last night at about 9 o'clock or something, I was like, I haven't worked out. I think I might be getting sick. I need to sweat. So I got all bundled up and I just did the 400 walking lunges. So I woke up.
Rage lunging?
My legs were, and my glutes
glute lunge,
were like rage super gluting. Sore. And then I was like, oh shit, I forgot to enter his workout into the app. I'm going through there going, what the fuck? Lunges, squat holds. he also did a lot of, instead of just throwing a combination, he'd be like, do a burpee and then throw a combination.
Those were nuts.
But I was literally just like, I was basically just like fucking slapping Bob in the cheek at some
like
point.
Like a cat fight.
And on those uppercuts, at one point, it was almost just like I was juggling his chin. It was just like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I was whiffing the uppercuts too. Because my horse are so tired.
But it was good. It was the first time we tested. We got more dummies, Bob the dummy. So we had 13 people. So we were able to push 13 people into a space where previously we only had 7. And I think it actually made it feel more, there was more energy in the room.
I felt like
not having that much space. So ultimately we got to get it up to about as close to 30 as we can. So when the rest of the mats come and the rest of the stuff, we'll be able to keep cramming more people in.
We got to finish the projectors and all that stuff. I don't know who's holding it up, but
there was all this shit that was supposed to get done last week that for some reason didn't get done.
Yeah, stupid fucking
like,
heart.
Like, the fucking whole, like, we were just talking about this when Dennis walked into the office and he's like, yeah, fuck you, Hart.
Just like, kidding, Hart. Please, for the love of God.
Yeah, what the hell? All this fucking stuff stops just because you're fucking jacked up for a week? This is terrible.
No, I'm excited. It's going to be super fun when it's all done.
Yeah, I think by first, second week of January, it should be almost like a real studio inside the warehouse.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
So what else is going on with you? What do you have on the agenda?
What do I have on the agenda? When I was a kid, my mom used to always say to me, when I was in trouble, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So apparently I was saying, she's like, go clean your room or go to bed. And I'm like, fine. And then she's like, what? I'm like, I said fine. You didn't say fine. I did. I literally said fine. Yeah, but it's how you said it, right?
It's a little disrespectful, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't a good example. Whatever the examples were.
Yeah.
So I always remember, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But I was thinking about this last week. So up to this point, Faded Brands has kind of been this random assortment of things. And so we were sitting there working on this other project, Green Park. And this guy, Tim, was helping us what's the overall message we're trying to get across? And how do I summarize all these random ideas? And so I was watching him do that and I was thinking, I was getting all pumped up. Like I was already excited about the project. But then when he sits there and does a presentation, which is just re-saying
yeah.
all the things we've said.
So he's doing like a practice.
And actually that's not true. In this situation, he's part of that to figuring out what it is. So he's not just repeating what we're saying. He's taking what everyone's saying, himself included, and then trying to figure out how to say it in like a concise and exciting way. But it got me all fired up. So then I was like, yeah, we need that for Faded. You know, we need that for Faded. We need that for each concept. And then that turned into, wow, you know, I guess it is like you could say the same thing or have the same thing or be doing the same thing. But depending on how you phrase it, right, how efficiently and understandably you explain something. Because even, you know, oh, what's going on with the box? Well, it's a blah, 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 blah. But if you just say, oh, it's a fucking whatever, this long workout, you use this, this, and this, and it's, and that was one of the things when we went through the process with Basecamp, a lot of the questions from investors were like, what is it? Like, summarize it. Like, what is the advantage or what is that? You know, what is this? What is that? So I started thinking about that. And then I realized whether it's, you know, on a personal level, how you phrase things or how you come across, even saying the same thing totally affects things, right? If you say, what are you working on? It's like, I'm working on it, maybe a little. Then people take it as, oh, you're half-assed working on something. But yeah. You said the same thing. It's just you said it in a different tone than, oh, we're working on this thing and it's going to be blah, 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 blah.
So tone and how you say it.
Yeah, how you say it and the tone. And then for me, rambling. I ramble so fucking much. It's like, how do we whittle this down? So that was another thing we got to is like, everyone should be able to say Everyone shouldn't even have to think. If someone says like, oh, what is Faded Brands? Or what is this? How would you define this project? Or what's the goal of this project? The whole team needs to know it. So if and I realized, you know what? Yeah, if you were to ask anyone at Basecamp or Nacheria or even the couple people who work at Faded, what is Faded? They'd have, everyone would give different answers. Half of them probably say, I have no fucking idea. How do these things all connect? I don't know, you know, in some capacity. So there's nothing brilliant coming, Dennis. There's no like, there's no great point that I'm leading towards. This is just
I think it's
just
a good rambling.
No. So basically, I was thinking about that, and I was like, okay, how can I apply that to everything? How could I apply that to new concepts? And is the way we phrase a concept, does that increase the chances of it going from like concept to actually becoming a real business? Because there's a whole bunch of things that little things, subtle things that may cause that to happen or not happen, right? Like it may be someone you meet who actually could play a key role in helping this concept become a reality. But if you phrase it as like, it's just a concept, kind of fucking around, who knows? Maybe the way you say it doesn't spark the thought on their end, like, well, you know what? If you're really doing this, then I know this person, or I have this place, or I have this idea, right? Or if you sit there sometimes and you're like, I don't understand why, whatever, people aren't, this thought isn't getting enough respect, or why people are doubting my knowledge in this area. A lot of it, I think if you went back to people and said, hey, why did you doubt me in this area? Well, you said this. You know, usually people doubt things based on things they heard.
Or how they said it.
And so how you say it can actually lead them to believe they heard something totally different than they really did, right?
Yeah.
So I've been tripping out on that and trying to think, okay, how can I, in order to take this to another level where it grows and it's not just like a collection of random ideas, that's an area that it seems like, oh yeah, that's easy. That's something we can do. But then when I watch someone do it really well, I realized, oh shit, that's actually a pretty valuable thing that we're not putting enough time and effort into. Like it's a lot of me going, I don't know how to fucking describe that. I don't have time to explain it.
So how do you think you're going to approach it to be able to teach yourself to do that, to talk clearly?
Well, on a corporate level, I'm hoping. I mean, I started this morning with asking for help, right? So I asked Tim if he had time to help do for Faded Brands and each entity what he's doing for the new project we're working on. Mm-hmm. And he said he has some time. But even then, he's not, you know, he can't, you can't expect someone to just, if you want someone to kind of like refine your message and give you a new perspective that you hadn't thought of, you still have to have pretty clear thoughts. So that's one way. And then the second way was trying to figure out how to, are there ways you're presenting yourself or saying things that may lead the what you're saying to come across either without confidence or in just kind of a weird way, right? Or is there a way where you're like avoiding, conversations or not giving enough like clear direction or asking for enough opinions for people to really feel like, yeah, like passionate, like, yeah. Because, you know, listening to things where it says you can't expect employees to care as much about a business as the founder or the owner. You can't expect it. Like, you can hope for it, and a lot of times they do, and a lot of times they care more, yeah. Right? And a lot of times they're more critical than the founder or the owner. But you can't expect it because, like, it's not because of anything of them. It's not like, oh, they can't. It's because, in theory, nobody should be spending more time thinking about it or care about it more. Like, if you have a baby, right, and you give birth to a baby, you wouldn't be like, oh, everyone the baby comes in contact. It's still different, you know? So you should, yeah. I guess, and ultimately you have the most to gain. So you have the biggest potential reward waiting for you. So you should care more than anyone. And if other people, they don't have the same potential reward, mm-hmm. then all else being equal, you would assume that they would be, you shouldn't, I don't know how to describe it. It made sense when he said it, but it got me thinking. I was like, yeah, that's true. A lot of times you're like, why the fuck is this person doing this or isn't doing that? It's like, well, have you created the right environment where they would want to do that? Or they even know that they can do that? Or if they do that, they're going to feel like they're appreciated for putting in that extra effort, right? Or are they going to be like, hey, I'm fucking doing everything. This isn't my thing. I don't have the same upside as... I guess it's kind of almost like going through with Basecamp and Zappos, where you sell something. And then you look at it and you're like, it's like these mixed emotions, because there's a lot of people that did a lot of work, but they're doing the work because they enjoy it. They're pride in, they take pride in what they do. Mm-hmm. They're excited, but they don't have that same, always have that same financial incentive. They don't have the giant pot of gold waiting type thing. So it's actually more commendable if you think about it, or it's not even commendable. It's less. Basically, it's like, get your fucking shit together if you're the founder or the owner of something, like if you're not setting the right foundation, because you have the most to gain.
Yeah.
So you should be doing way more than everyone else. Not because you're smarter or more valuable, just you should be thinking about it 24 hours a day. No one else gets paid to think about it 24 hours a day. Yeah. But a lot of people do, a lot of employees still think about it 24 hours a day because they're great employees and they're motivated people.
Yeah.
But you can't expect that. So.
So if you find someone
that it was, yeah,
thinks about it, keep them.
And are you creating an environment where, because it's not all about, you know, it's not all about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Everyone's not about that. Even if that was an option. A lot of people are like, I'm not going to spend today. And I guess it's a reminder for entrepreneurs too. You're not going to spend today. You're not going to only do something today because there may be some pot of gold way down the line. You're supposed to do something today because, like, you have pride and you enjoy what you're doing and you enjoy who you're doing it with and all that shit. So anyways, but I guess the point in all that was what you say and how you say it will affect all those things. It'll affect how you're perceived by potential customers, by potential investors, by employees, by people you're recruiting, what you say and how you say it will also affect the culture. So if you have can wait till tomorrow, or we don't really know what we're doing, you know, self-deprecating kind of thing, well, that could lead to a culture of, well, oh, that's how we're supposed to act. That's how we are. Doesn't mean that people aren't like saying, oh yeah, you're right, so I'll act the same way. They're more just like, okay, this is how it is here. It must be right, because that's how this person acts, so that's how we want it. So I don't have any answers. I was just sitting there going, okay, well, what are all the little ways where I could get better at those little things? And what are the things you could do to, I don't know, improve those things? Because like they said, so then I was listening to another thing that said, which is actually pretty funny. So I'm 45. How old are you?
40.
40. So it was basically...
You're 45?
Yeah.
Huh.
I look a lot older.
Now I got to treat you different now.
Yeah. I can say sir when you...
Sir. Sorry, sir.
Mister.
Mister.
No, someone's saying like... It was... actually, it was Gary Vee again. It's funny. I didn't like his podcast, but now they're growing on me. He made some comment on some interview or something about how what he wishes he could tell 25-year-olds or 20-year-olds is that you're going to think exactly the fucking same and you're going to feel exactly the same on the inside when you're 45.
Yeah.
Like when you're 20 or 25 and you look at a 45-year-old person, you think like that's an old man. But when you're 45, you don't think like I'm that same 45-year-old that I saw when I was 20. You just think of yourself as like, oh shit, I forgot what I look like. Yeah, I got some gray hairs and what the fuck, you know, more responsibilities. But you still, I don't know, I think you're still just as goofy. You're still just as insecure. All these things that you have are just the same.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I paid for it. Acted exactly how I did in 25.
That's true, right? But I'm thinking so obviously there's things you worry about that you didn't worry about before, but then there's things you don't worry about that you used to worry about back in time. But like, I started tripping out. I'm like, yeah, because like, it's not like whatever it is inside of us, I guess it's our fucking brain or soul or whatever the fuck it is, our person, that's just us. That it's not, it doesn't necessarily age at the same rate as our body. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. And then I thought, okay, well, that's true. Then that all ties together in ways too, right? Where brands, the brand is still the same brand, but it does it, you know, does the location or the vibe or have people inside the brand gotten tired of doing the same things? And so now the brand behaves differently, even though it's supposed to be the same brand. So how do you keep the brand always fresh and as exciting as you were, it was on day one? You see a lot of brands where slowly they just don't see, you know, it almost seems like they've lost their enthusiasm to kind of like reinvent themselves each day. Or as simple as like a location that starts to look run down. It's the same fucking place. It serves the same fucking food. It's the same. Yeah. Nothing really changed. It's just the exterior, like everything you see got older. But like the recipe is the same. The process is, you know, it's like a weird, so it's kind of the same way. So it's like, okay, so you got to fight to, like when a 20-year-old sees a 45-year-old, they just see like the exterior.
Yeah.
And so it's like, so you might be I'm going to fuck these old companies. I'm going to start a new company. We're going to be so much better. But you'll probably end up following the same progression. So how do you be the 45-year-old company where the 20-year-old looks at it and goes, I get it. That 45-year-old company is just like me. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How do you keep the company? How do you keep the brands like young and in perspective? Like with restaurants, they were saying, someone told us that restaurants usually have 7 years. Every 7 years, they got to reinvent themselves. Unless you get to like, you know, the few handful of like icon status. Like, but even fucking those, like, I don't know, McDonald's, I guess, does. Well, even they probably have shit they didn't have before. Well, they do. Yeah. They have salads and chicken strips and coffee and shit.
They'll change up the menu a little bit.
You know, so that was interesting to hear. It's like generally you perfect what you do, you keep it going. And around the 7 year mark, people want something different out of you, else you start to drop off. So you make little tweaks to kind of reinvent the brand. So I don't know what the point of this was. This is just fucking rambling. But I was like, okay, this all seems to be somehow the same thing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. The brand is still saying the same thing, but it's saying with maybe like dated furniture or some dated ingredients or like a paint that's fading, you know? But it's still the same brand.
So it's like when you're 25 and you got your Z Cavici pants and your hypercolor shirt.
Yeah.
Don't keep wearing it. Reinvent yourself by the time you're 45.
Yeah. See, what I was hoping was that if my pants were always drooping, that I would always just seem the same age, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now I got a fucking 10-year-old saying, seriously, I could see your fucking underwear. Pull your pants up. I'm like, it's always been that way. And the wife's like, yeah, but you're fucking 45.
It's not fair. Not fair.
What the heck? Someone give me a fucking tighter belt. Yeah, so that was kind of what I've been thinking about the last couple of days. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, you and what you come through and this. Yeah. And then after that.
And then after that, I was like, okay, what are we doing?
And I was like, all right, now we're good. Now we can start thinking again. But yeah, I've just been trying to figure that shit out. And then I've been trying to figure out even like, so I think with all that stuff, you have to have a purpose. Like, what's the purpose? Because you could stay true to that, right, as things change. Because like even like you said about fashion, like, well, if Dennis, the brand, just was exactly the same wearing that exact same things, then, well, you'd fucking be in style every 10 or 15 years. But like, you know, it'd be different.
Flannel and jeans. Yeah.
But you have like, everyone has their signature things. They're still the same personality and they probably have a couple things like, I don't really change this that much. But then it just slowly evolves with fashion trends or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to think. It's like, because my goal is like, how do we take these little ideas and turn them into things that can grow, things that can be repeated all over the place, and how can we create processes so that next time we come up with an idea, we can benefit from the things we've learned on the last couple ideas to make that whole process smoother, and how can you know, we need people to grow, so how can we... I probably underestimated the importance of culture, but then how do we make it so that you know, we can grow and people do understand exactly what the companies are, what they stand for, and then so they can represent them properly. Because most people want them. No one really goes out and tries to get a job somewhere in there and misrepresent it. That doesn't fucking make any sense.
Yeah.
It's just they haven't gotten clear. They don't know from the information they've been given exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Would it be related to like a company motto? Like something?
Probably. A mission statement or
mission
motto.
Mission statement, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Faded have a motto or a mission statement?
Gathering the community. Because that was what would connect. We figured, okay, I'm like, what connects all these ideas? So I'm like, well, what's fun to me is like when you're in the gym and you see a class full of people, when the, like base camp, when the music was perfect and there's some exercise, you know, where everyone's kind of like almost like working their ass off in unison and it's like the right song and you just get all excited and you're like, wow, this atmosphere is like, there's so much fucking energy and people are like trying so hard and they're getting something out of this. Like this is, you know, you get like this adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Or Nacho Rio, when you go there and it's like a busy night and there's a game on or something. And
yeah.
You look around, you see like, oh, there's all these tables full of people like laughing and smiling and, you know, maybe something happens in the game and the whole place like, it's like, oh, this is like, wow, that's like an adrenaline rush, right? So yeah. Then thought, okay, well, I guess if those are the things that stand out as like fun, what do these things have in common? Even when we had dunk contests, you know, it's like, dunk contest was someone else's brand, the Warriors, right? And we're trying to like live under that brand. But like, what were we really trying to do? We're trying to create a place that was meant to be more for Warriors fans. Like we'd celebrate the past and like, you know, all the Warriors remembered from growing up, and not just like, it wasn't supposed to be just about like when you walked in, like, oh, look, here's a Warriors shirt. It's supposed to be like, oh shit, I forgot about fucking Donyell Marshall and forgot about, you know, Winston Garland or whatever the hell it is.
These are basketball players?
Yeah, like okay. Guys from the past, right? Okay. That you were just like, so that was the goal there. And I thought, okay, well, so we were trying to gather a community of Warriors fans. So I thought, okay, that seems interesting. So that's our slogan, I guess, or our missions, but like mission statement, but like, are we doing that on a regular basis, right? Even speed quarters. It's fun to get people together at speed quarters and watch like a bunch of people sit there and, huh, you know, take a step back for a second and be like, there's all these fucking people laughing and playing this random fucking game where, why are they here? Like, how the fuck did this happen? You know? So if that's the fun stuff and we're supposed to work on fun stuff, because I would imagine, especially given your past week or two, the idea now of doing something that you don't like all the time.
Terrifying.
Not saying you do that, but like I'm saying, you know, it becomes clearer. Like, why would I do that? Like, you know. Then I figure, okay, that's the thrilling part, and that happens with gathering the community. I mean, fuck, even back in like high school, I just liked trying to get everyone to get together for a keg party or like, you know, do random shit like that. So I think I was like, okay, so that's probably, I don't have any fucking special technical skills.
I mean, that's probably the most fun part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, just almost like throwing parties.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I did poker games in car museums.
Yeah. Yeah. See, let's get back on that. But they, so then within that, like, you got to have a, you know, probably haven't done as good a job as could have of, okay, so if you take all the people that work at, so, you know, base camp in the past. So say 6 months ago, you took everyone at base camp, took everyone at Nacho Rio, everyone at dunk contest. Do they feel like they were part of a community, like a larger community, like, or even within each concept, you know, within base camp? Did everyone that worked there feel like they're part of a community? Did all members feel like they're part of a community? In base camp's case, I think they did a really good job. So probably, you know, Nacho Rio, like, what are the things, if our goal is gathering the community, then what are the things we should be doing to make the staff feel like more of a community? And also making, I would bet most fucking customers that walk in aren't thinking, yeah, this place is really community focused and it's all about getting together, and maybe I'll come here and run into, you know, friends I haven't seen or this, that, and the other. They don't think, they wouldn't be thinking that. I'm not saying they should think that. They would just be thinking, I'm going to get some fucking tacos. Like, yeah. You know, but like, what are the little things where we can get them where they go there and they're like, wow, you know, I got some tacos, which is what I wanted, or some nachos. But this is kind of a place where I run into a lot of people. And you know, it feels like a friendly place. Like when I walk in and they feel like part of the community when they walk in. So I don't know. Again, I don't know the answers. I just know these are the things I need to start fucking thinking about too. Because the other part was delusion, right? Like you have to be somewhat delusional, but it's also like up until recently, the actions were not the same as saying like, oh, we got these concepts and we want to grow each of them into a national brand. Well, we're not doing the things. We're not laying the foundation where, A, we're not doing enough as far as like Okay, well, from a, just a purely like, what's your plan to get another location? How are you going to do this? And do you have all these processes in place? We weren't doing that. So it's like saying, like, you know, I don't know what the fuck it's saying. I was going to think of some terrible analogy. Like, but, you know, we weren't doing, like, you can say, like, I'm going to get here. I know to get here, I have to do this, this, and this, and I'm doing this. What happened to this and this? Well, we'll fucking figure that out. But at some point, then you're just being delusional of like, okay, well, until you do this and this, you're not getting to there.
Yeah.
So then, was trying to figure those things out, right? And then it's like, hey, we're going to do 5,000 things this week, and we have staff that if they work 24 hours a day, we'll be able to do 400 things. Okay, well, how the fuck are you going to do 5,000 things? It doesn't add up,
yeah,
right? Or to get to here, we're going to need this specific skill set. We don't currently have that specific skill set. Okay, are you doing anything about that? No. Are you still planning to get there? Yes. Do you need that skill set to get there? Yes. Do you have any plans to add that skill set? No. Like, that was almost, it sounds dumb, but it's like, no, that's literally, if you whittle it down to some of the conversations I was having, it's like, yeah, what the fuck? What was I, what am I thinking? You know? So that was that. So it's more about, you know, sometimes you just grow content, or actually sometimes you just say, eh, I mean, like, why would you, like, maybe stop being surprised and be like, you know, I feel exactly the same as I did when I was 21. I'm just fucking look older. Well, like, why, what does it have to do with anything? Just start, you know, like, it's the same thought process that we'll get with like, we probably should have done that, this is the kind of shit I say all the time, right? Well, we should have done that, but we didn't know at the time, so we did it that way. All right, well, fuck that way. Fuck back then, change it now. Well, it'd be kind of a fucking pain in the ass because we're already doing it that way. Okay, but to get where you need to go, do you need to do it this way or will the old way work? Oh, no, the old way definitely won't work. We definitely would need to do the new way. Okay, are you going to do the new way? I don't know. Okay, are you going to, what? Like, but you still plan on getting where you said you're going to get to? Yeah. Like, but yeah. But the thought process, so part of it is like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It goes back to, it is partially what you're saying. But it's like, it's not, it's like saying, it's like what you're saying is like, I'm going to get here, but how you're, instead of like how you say it, it's like how you're doing it. It's like, it doesn't make sense. So that's what I've been focused on. It's more like, okay. Cause what I don't want to do is now is be like, all right, let's get all hyped up on some big picture. Let's get all this fucking vision statement and like, yes, this all makes sense. But then this, it's still not going to work until all the infrastructure. So I'm basically starting to sit here and try to figure out like, okay, before I probably thought I could just start things and then through kind of like random, look at that shiny thing, or, you know, like, or just, oh, let's put them around, get them to big things. And you can't, you can have some success, but if you want to have like shit all over the place, you have to have an infrastructure in place to do that.
Yeah.
So can you help me out here? Can you just fucking talk for a while? I feel like, yeah. I feel like DC on Talk and Talk or what? I'm like, guys.
No, I like it.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, obviously I didn't, I also did not tell. So I guess it's a good example. Dennis said, what is the topic? What should I be thinking about? And I said, I don't know. We'll think of one. Right? So I didn't put you in the best position to think about this.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm just on the air. Yeah. I'm just thinking. Yeah. So, no, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you got to have a template or some sort of way to be able to craft it instead of just picking around and,
yeah,
you know, shooting from the hip.
Well, it's kind of, it's basically the same thing as you saying, if you would have come back, and I said, I'm excited. I said, Dennis, you want coffee? Or I didn't think about it, right? So I said, do you want some coffee? Well, I'm going to go get some. And you're like, no. Dennis 2.0 only drinks decaffeinated tea.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Yeah. So the good news on that is like, you're like the restaurant that still looks the same. Your paint hasn't chipped and faded.
Yeah.
And the quality hasn't gone down. You still look like the fucking shiny restaurant you did a week ago.
Yeah.
But
I'm changing the menu.
Yeah. You're changing the menu. No, well, the good news is if you said to your, because like, you know, people can do it in their person, like me, I would be like, I don't understand why I feel like I work out a lot. I feel like I eat pretty good. Why am I like, but I don't know. I don't feel like I'm as good shape as I could be. And it's like, well, because you eat, I mean, up until the week before Thanksgiving, it's like, well, you basically have about a candy bar. Maybe you have a candy bar, a couple cookies, and maybe some kind of pastry every fucking day. That's a lot of shit. Well, yeah. It's like, doesn't seem like a lot of shit. It's a little fucking candy bar, and then a few hours later, it's a couple of fucking cookies, and then maybe a muffin in the morning, and then at night, I might fiend for some cookies and find them. But then you add all that shit up, and it's like, well, every day, you're eating, how much just pure sugar are you eating, like, every day, right?
Yeah.
So then I decided the week before Thanksgiving, because I realized that I was fucking powerless against this drawer. I'm like, I should not be eating sugar. And I'm just like walking towards the drawer. I do not want to eat fucking candy.
Get the other hand pushing the wrist away.
I open the drawer and I'm like, I'm not going to eat any candy. I'm like, yes, I fucking am. But I open a candy bar, you know? And I'm like, wait a minute. Can I literally not fucking, like, I know I don't want this candy. I know I shouldn't eat it, but I can't fucking stop myself for this fucking fiending for the sugar. So I was like, all right, that's it. From this second forward, no fucking candy, sweets, all that until Christmas Day. Now, with the exception that I said, all right, well, you know, I was like, okay, no cookies, no candy, no pastries, no ice cream, no chocolate, whatever. But then I was like, well, but I could still occasionally have like a mocha or something like that, or a caramel macchiato from Starbucks, whatever. Oh, so God. Then I realized, well, shit, I'm still having like one of those almost every day. So I guess it's not like I'm sugar free, but it still helped, right? But I ended up losing. I think I haven't done really anything else different, and I lost about 4 or 5 pounds since then, which wasn't very long.
And you're working out every single day?
I was, but I've actually been working out less because I was sick all last week.
Oh yeah.
But I still did like lunges and shit. But I haven't been working out as much. But I feel like it's like when I quit drinking soda like years ago, and all of a sudden it's like, oh shit. Just lost like, I don't remember what it was. Maybe.
What was your soda?
I think I lost like 7 or 8 pounds. I used to love fucking Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper.
That stuff is like acid in your teeth.
Yeah. So there was a point where I just was like, I'm not drinking soda. I haven't really drinking. I probably, every once in a while, I'll take a sip out of a Coke.
But, yeah.
But like if Gabby has one, but she doesn't really drink that much soda either. But that was an easy change. So this was a similar one. Well, now, oh, but anyways. But I was thinking to myself, well, you're saying I'm going to do all this shit, but then you're sabotaging it by... So if someone said, do you eat healthy? I go, yeah, I don't eat that much red meat, and I don't eat that much like fatty stuff, and I don't eat that much fried stuff. I mean, I eat a fucking candy bar and a couple cookies and a fucking piece of cake and a fucking this every fucking day. And they're like, what the fuck? So you're not eating healthy, right? Or so that was like 20 minutes of just going off on a tangent. Where I was trying to get to is, if Dennis 2.0 had said, I just went through this shit. I came back and I said, you want a coffee? And you're like, yeah, we'll get a coffee. I'm not going to drink it. Well, coffee is, I don't know if it's bad for you, but say you're like, no, I'm good. I'm gonna take better care of myself. I'm going to, you know, but then you say that, but then tonight you sleep for 4 hours and you have like 5 beers or 5 cocktails and then you have like 16 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, are you, you doing all right? Yeah. I'm taking better care of myself. You know, it's like you can't, like, you have to have, like, you have to change these things, where the same way that the company has to change certain things. Like, so you have to, so in order to feel younger, because I'm guessing the oldest you felt was in the hospital.
Yeah. That was probably right? The oldest. Yeah. Yeah, like, so, it was actually, they're saying it only happens to 2% of people. You're 40. You should be healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Obviously everything.
Yeah. So you're still like the same, like, it's weird, right? So then in that instance you could feel old. And then when you get out of there and you, I don't know what, come out and you're driving around, you probably feel like, yes, I'm all fucking, I'm back. I'm young again, but nothing changed. Nothing happened. Like,
yeah.
In fact, you got older. It was fucking, you know, a little bit, a couple days later.
Yeah.
So then the only, it's kind of the same thing you're doing is like, we have to constantly like reinvent ourselves, or the same way, like, I could say like, oh, I'm not going to eat sugar, but then I'll eat a candy bar, is the same as saying like, yeah, no, I'm great to the staff and yeah, we're going to, like, everyone's excited, but then not doing the little things to make them think that like it's an exciting place to work. It all starts to slip, right? It's like, oh, what happened? Thought you're getting in better shape. Why aren't you getting in better shape? I don't know. I'm doing like 80% of the right shit, and then I'm just eating all this fucking candy. And then this is a kind of a weird and bad example that I've just gotten stuck on for all this whole fucking time. But those, you know, that's, I mean, those little things where it's like you are the same, but that doesn't mean you'll always feel or be the same. So a brand will still be serving fucking tacos and nachos The logo will still look the same, but if you let the tables and the paint and the plates and all that shit start to look run down, you don't like update them and refresh them, or if you don't make any little tweaks to the menu based on trends, or if you don't, you know, if you don't have the staff like excited, so they generally feel, you know, feel like, oh, this was exciting a year ago but now it's not, then the essence is still the same, but, or the concept is still the same, but the brand feels older. Yeah. And it's the same for us. If we don't, you have to do shit to make yourself feel young mentally.
Yeah. Right?
Like if you work out and you eat better and you're like, learn about shit and you're nice to people, then you'll just feel more like, ooh, you know,
so like, young. Like rebranding is like how you say it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tie it back.
Yeah, find the soul circle. So how you say it is, you could say things verbally. Right, you could say things visually. So if you're saying, hey, we're a hip new restaurant, but all the fucking paint's cracking on the walls, well, you're not saying, the paint is not saying that it's a fucking hip new restaurant, right? Or if you say we're a healthy food chain, but you've kind of started, I don't know, whatever, fucking putting mayonnaise in your fucking tacos or some shit, I don't know. Right, but it's the same way as like I'm an entrepreneur, but you're not doing, okay, why? Because are you an entrepreneur because you're not working anywhere else? I don't fucking understand. Like, are you doing those things? Or yeah, I'm a great manager. Why? Because I worked my ass off to become a manager, and now I have a fucking business card and people that refer to me as the manager. Okay, but are you still like, over time, has your enthusiasm for being a manager faded at all? Just like the fucking paint. And so you were a great manager, and that's why you got promoted. But now you're, you know, like, has something changed where you're still the same person, you're still at the same place, but you're not the same manager.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you're not the same manager, you know, what are the little things that you need to change, or have you just started saying things differently than you would have, or treating the same task differently? Maybe it got boring or whatever. And then if you don't become the same manager, now if you're the company that the manager sits within, and you've stopped doing a couple little things to make the manager, maybe the manager was like super excited and fucking fired up and worked their ass off and was on a career path, and they got to manager and it kind of stopped because you didn't have a vision for the company beyond the manager or career path, or you got tired and you just
got complacent.
Yeah, like you started focusing on something else. And so this manager that was all excited to work for this one project realized, well, the fucking owner of the company is now focused on that other thing. And I got to the top of this fucking where I can go because we're not growing. So then the manager becomes complacent. So then the manager becomes complacent because the owner became complacent. So then the customers come in and they don't have the same experience, and the staff. And then at the end of the day, you're just sitting there and you're saying, welcome to Burger King, fuckers. Right? Instead of welcome to Burger King.
Yeah.
You're the same person saying the same shit. And now, because that person said it differently, now that customer walks away and says, you know, Burger King's just not as friendly as it used to be.
Yeah.
What do you mean? The sign's fucking just as friendly as it ever was. But like, so I started realizing all those, okay, a lot of things, if I were to say, oh, that person could do this better, or why doesn't that person seem as excited as they did before? Well, was there something, you know, well, because is there anything I'm doing differently? You know, those are the things I was trying to think about. So just fucking rambling.
That's fine. It was super educational. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fucking...
I'm just listening.
I'm growing from your experience.
Yeah. Good.
I'm like, dude, you're getting your fucking heart fucking...
Zapped.
I want to get my fucking... the heartbeat of this company zapped. Let's get this fucking pulse rate going.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, that's that... It's not what you say, it's how you say it, Dennis.
It's how I say
it. Are you happy to be here?
I am super happy to be here.
Does that fucking did not sound believable?
No, it was. I am totally happy.
Oh, yeah, that didn't sound believable.
Yeah, yeah, happy. Yeah, woo!
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Now I believe you.
2.0.
Are you all right? Do you need to take a deep breath?
Yeah, I got to take a deep breath.
Anyways, that was a rambling episode. There's a point in there somewhere. If anyone has any ideas for shit we should talk about, we would love to hear comments. If anyone would like to congratulate Dennis on being here, he would love to hear those comments.
Yeah, no one ever mentions me. That's kind of weird. I don't know if I'm recording myself.
I mean, not only did you get zapped, but the podcast got zapped. I mean, the podcast was fucking done. What would have happened? Yeah, these mics would have just, this room would have been empty.
Yeah, just collecting dust. Yeah. Yeah, we went from two to four, back to two.
Yeah, what the hell? Did you get a new backpack? Wait a minute, is this a Dennis 2.0 backpack?
No, I took that.
That is fucking fancy.
I took that to Mexico.
Jesus.
Or not Mexico, the last time we traveled.
Is that from when Julio went on his bender? Is that made out of silver? It looks very fancy.
Yeah, I grabbed it from
after Julio won his bet when he stopped rooting for the Niners.
Pulled it from the back of his Lamborghini.
Nice. All right, well, that's it. If anyone would like to come and try a Dozen boxing class, we do need testers.
Yes, we do.
You can go to Dozen, which is spelled like a dozen, but because it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yes.
We're calling it Dozen. You can go to dozen.punchpass.com. And we're just testing it, so we don't have a big schedule, but we do have classes, and we'll be adding new ones, and we'll be testing different times a day to try to get feedback from different people that can make different times. So if you check there, or if you send us in the comments saying you want to come check it out, right now we can only fit about 13 people in the class, but by beginning of January we should be up to close to 30.
Yep, with projectors and sound.
Yep, Dennis is back.
I'm
barring
back.
Any setbacks. This place is going to be completed.
As long as no more body parts fall off.
Yeah.
I'll be good.
So, and we do have a new move called the wet blanket in honor of Dennis not going to the hospital because he did not want to be a wet blanket at a holiday party.
Yes, Christina. Sorry. She was like, should we go to the hospital? He goes, no, I'm not going to be the wet blanket here.
Dude. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening at the Startup Addict.
On Instagram.
It was Twitter. Startup_addict. Dennis is at DPR Audiovisual. If you want to follow Dennis 2.0.
Yeah, I haven't even posted.
Dennis 2.0 is going to start fucking posting every day.
Yeah. Yeah,
from now on, from this day forward, Dennis is going to post all his workouts. And he's going to post at least 3 posts a week that will give you, our loyal listener, or perhaps listeners, we're not sure.
Yeah.
An opportunity to learn more about Dennis.
Yeah. I know. It's funny. After the podcast, my buddy called me. He's like, dude, are you all right? Because I haven't talked to him. So thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Yep. I'm
fine, Aaron.
I got a few texts like, holy shit, heard about Dennis. I was like, how? The podcast.
I'm like, I was like, sweet. No, people are listening.
Wait, what? Well, then why don't you fucking subscribe on YouTube? We might start trying to film this next week. Dennis...
got to order a couple
the
things.
The new Dennis 2.0, I mean, they still got a little Dennis 1.0 in him, so he came in today and he said, hey, I know how we could film this podcast. We could do this, and this. And I was like, okay. Did you do it? No.
No.
But Dennis 2.0 would come in and be like, check this out.
Well, the thing is, Dennis 1.0 left a lot of shit on the table that has to finish up before Dennis 2.0 can start.
That's so right.
I'm playing catch up all this week, but ready to go.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.